Hey, welcome to the Built with Grace podcast, and today's Grace Nugget comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 16. This is your host, by the way, Mike Fisk. Welcome to our Grace Nugget for today. And John 15, 16 says this: "You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and to produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name." Do you remember when you were in junior high or grade school and it was recess time and everybody would go out to play on the playground and you might have a pickup basketball game or something going on and everybody would line up and then you would choose teams? And if you were like me, you were always hated that time because I always got chosen last. In fact, I like to say people would fight over me. "You take them this time." "No, no, you take them this time." We want to be chosen. We want to be accepted. We want to feel like somebody thinks enough of us and values us enough to choose us so that we can make a difference on the team or make a difference on the company or the relationship, whatever it is. Jesus says, "You didn't choose me, I chose you." So I'd like you to think about that first of all, what that means, that Jesus chose you. Of all the other people, Jesus chose you. And then it says, "I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit." In other words, what he's saying is, "You're important to me. I chose you so that you could go out and you could make a difference, not just temporarily, but lasting difference, make a difference in people's lives so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name." Some people like to read that verse and think, "Oh, if I do love Jesus, then he'll give me everything I want." But it's not saying that. What it's saying is, if we go out and follow him and work with him and allow him to work through us, because earlier in this chapter, Jesus says we can't do anything on our own. He has to do it through us. When that happens, then we produce fruit. And when we produce fruit, then the Father starts to work through us so that we get our desires, which are by now geared according to what God wants, not us. So many times we pray for things we want, but not asking God what he wants. So let me encourage you today to remember that you are chosen by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lamb of Judah, and you are chosen for a specific task, and he will give you the power you need to make a difference in your world, whatever that world happens to be, whether it be a marriage relationship, a family, a work relationship, school, or whatever it is. He's given you what you need to make a difference. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father God, thank you for the fact that you chose us. I pray for whoever is listening to this. I pray that you would help them to realize what that really means, that you chose them for the task that you have. I thank you for the fact that not only do you promise that you choose us, but you also promise to give us what we need to accomplish what you've appointed us to do. You don't just leave us high and dry. Thank you so much for that. I pray that you would help us to live as chosen individuals in the world that we live in. In your name, amen. Hey, thanks for listening to today's Built with Grace podcast. I would love to have you subscribe to my channel and to share this with others on your social media page and allow them to get some encouragement as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you next time.